For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. On Wednesday, Memphis Mayor A.C. Wharton delivered his State of the City address at the University of Memphis. He was generally positive in his half-hour-long remarks, focusing on new programs and public improvements. But with budget cuts looming and impending management changes at City Hall, some wonder if reality will keep pace with the mayor's optimism. Joining me today is Bill Dries, senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. Bill, in a recent article, you mentioned that Mayor Wharton may be facing the most challenging year of his tenure. Why do you say that?
It's because of the financial side of the ledger at City Hall, as distinguished from the projects and kind of the goals and the social problems that the mayor has traditionally emphasized.
Now, the mayor divided up his speech into P words, so let's go through these one at a time. He started with potholes. A better word might have been public works. He talked about big projects, such as the Beale Street Landing, the Broad Avenue District, and then the mayor said this.
For those who feel like their particular community has somehow been overlooked, I am delighted to report that we are embarking on a process that will create neighborhoods of choice throughout the city.
Neighborhoods of choice, what does that mean?
That means taking an area like Broad Avenue and doing what is called economic gardening. That is providing some kind of minor incentives, not enough to really sustain the business, but enough to get it rolling, get several small locally owned businesses rolling in the area. And then along with that might come housing at some point once investors see that there is some activity in the area.
In terms of actual street level improvements, the mayor said that the city is adding more than 1,000 curb ramps a year, and they are now doing more enforcement of code violations. Is this a win for the mayor?
It's a necessity for the mayor, because he has talked in the past about some really long-term goals addressing some big social problems that the city has historically had. And the beef against him has been, okay, it's fine to pursue that and lay out a course that takes over a decade, but what are you doing on the streets that I drive in now, where I hit the same pothole every morning and the streets are on a repaving cycle that's anywhere from being repaved every 60 to 70 years.
In his State of the City speech, Mayor Wharton then brought up city pensions, which he said lost $500 million in value. He calls it a perfect storm. Here's what he said.
I do not mind going to the taxpayers when I can come to you and say, and I'm using the money to pave your streets or to fix your potholes. But it is a bit difficult to go to our residents and say, we want to raise your taxes to take care of our pension plan, when I look them right in their face, knowing full well that they do not have a pension plan.
Bill Dries, what is the mayor implying in terms of dealing with the problem?
That the city is going to be changing its pension plan as well as health benefits for new hires that the city might make in the future, as well as those city employees who have been on the job less than 10 years and are not vested in the city's current pension plan.
Mayor Wharton went on to talk about public safety. He noted that crime is down. The city had 20,000 fewer crime victims than in 2006. He also said this was the result of a more holistic focus on crime prevention. What does that mean, holistic?
It means that it's not a matter of having more boots on the street in the police department, that it's not always a uniform cop being the answer to all of the crime problems. The mayor has been saying for several years now, for instance, that he believes gun violence is a public health issue, and he's not the only big city mayor who's been saying that for several years now. And that means getting at why young people feel the need to carry guns and use those guns, why children take guns to school. Those type of initiatives are not something where it involves having a police officer to come out and arrest someone. It deals with the root causes of the problem.
There's also been talk of big cuts in the police department. Is holistic crime prevention just another way of saying cheaper ways to fight crime?
It is cheaper ways to fight crime. The mayor might quarrel with the term cheaper. He would probably say more efficient. But the one thing that he has not said in talking about this, even when pressed, is that it's a cut in police services. He's repeatedly questioned why there has to be a uniformed police officer watching some of the monitors in the real-time crime center. Do you really need a uniformed police officer to respond to a fender bender where no one is injured? That's easier said than done, because the city once had what were called PSTs, police service technicians, which were civilian positions to do just those kind of things. And the problem was that it extended even to calling a number for property break-ins. If your house gets broken into, which is a property crime, the city took a lot of heat for telling citizens who underwent that trauma to call a number and file a report with them, as opposed to having a police officer come out and see if maybe this is a trend going on in the neighborhood right then and there.
Mayor Wharton spent a good deal of time talking about poverty. He mentioned the city's 27% poverty rate. Then he said this.
Given the demands of our situation, I am looking forward to launching in the first quarter of this year one of the most innovative programs to reduce poverty of any city in the United States, the Memphis Blueprint for Prosperity.
Bill Dries, what do we know about this Blueprint for Prosperity?
We know that the blueprint involves improving basic city services like bus services through the Memphis Area Transit Authority and keeping them at a low cost. The premise of the Blueprint for Prosperity, as outlined by the mayor, seems to be that if you can keep the cost of living down for people who live in poverty, that you can make a real impact on their lives, and he believes that the city can drop the poverty percentage by one percentage point every year for the next decade.
When you say he's trying to bring the poverty rate down from 27% to 17% in a decade, to paraphrase Mark Anthony here, does this in Wharton seem ambitious?
Oh, it's extremely ambitious. But the reason he did it is because I think he's felt some of the criticism of people who have said that his past programs set great goals, but how do you really verify that they're making a difference? How do you really assess whether they're having an impact?
Mayor Wharton wrapped up his State of the City speech by addressing what has become, I think, this city's epic struggle. Listen to this.
We intend to earn the reputation of being a city of choice. And keep in mind, I did say a city of choice. This means that we must bring an end to anything that resembles a tale of two cities.
Now, while it sounds like that quote is talking about race, he's actually talking about bridging the income gap. And I wonder if this is kind of Mayor Wharton's legacy policy issue.
Yes, it's definitely a legacy issue for him. I think it's been a legacy issue, frankly, for every mayor that I can remember, because of the city's historic problem with poverty. What I think he's specifically addressing is that there are some parts of the city where economic development is really rolling along pretty well, considering the recession that we've just come out of. There are other areas of the city where recovery from the recession is a rumor. And I think he wants to bridge the gap between those two areas. And it's also part of our civic discussion that whenever there is something new along these lines in downtown or midtown, which there have been a lot of these projects, that representatives from other parts of the city go, okay, what about this part of the city? When is this part of the city going to see some of the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of growth, in terms of economic development?
What do you think he means by a city of choice?
A city where people choose to live in different areas instead of a city made up of areas where people have to live. That's the basic concept of a city of choice.
Bill Dries is senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. Thank you once again for joining us, Bill.
Thank you.